what's happening in federal parliament today and overnight, I've got to say, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? A marathon debate which will lead nowhere, but some of these feral crossbench senators are doing all they can to save their own backsides. And all too often, as I say on the program, it's about self-interest. You could always back self-interest. They're so good at it. Now, the madness peaked during the night while we were all tucked up in bed. Senators tried to have a reasonable debate, but we had insults thrown around, childish comments. I've never heard the greatest list of childish comments made in one parliamentary session that I watched on a reel this morning. Gobbledygook between some, and it's still going on. It's still going on, and no doubt the bins around the Senate are overflowing with empty coffee cups and maybe the odd pair of pyjamas. Let's try and find out what this is all about and when will it end. I'm joined on the line now by a very sleep-deprived Senator, Nick Xenophon. How are you holding up, Senator?
Just speak slowly and quietly, if that's right.
How are you holding up?
I'm stuffed. I've been up since 3:45 yesterday morning. I'm a volunteer. I'm not complaining, but this is kind of stretching it a bit. I've been at work for 29, coming up to 30 hours in one shift. like a non-stop shift.
Sorry. Just say that in English again.
Okay. I have been at work since 7:30 yesterday morning, which helped me out here with the maths. Mm. It's 28 and 3/4 hours.
That's very good. That is right.
It's very stupid if you ask me.
But, well, can I just say that officially you are the Senate DAG of the year, because I saw the photo of you looking through some papers in the corridors in your PJs. And we put it on our Facebook page too, by the way, listeners. What was that all about?
Well, I just wanted to make a point that the reason, for a whole range of reasons, I don't think you should have a gag on a debate. That's not a good thing. Labor and the Greens did that when Labor was in power, and I think you should have a debate, and I strongly believe that. But the reason I wore pyjamas, not for very long, and can I say thank goodness for the Kmart at Belconnen in Canberra, which is open 24/7.
How much do they sell a good set of pyjamas nowadays?
$14. I know, it's pretty expensive, and a $6 pair of slippers. Tartan slippers, but I actually wandered into the Senate chamber, and the President, Senator Stephen Parry, is a very decent bloke, kind of suggested to me maybe you should just get out and change, and I did.
It was like a prop.
I hung around in the chamber for 5 minutes, five or 10 minutes.
I've never heard a greater collection of gobbledygook. Labor Senator Glenn Stirl somehow found it appropriate to talk about his experience of a colonoscopy.
Of a colonoscopy? Because I've actually had one. And I was wide awake. So I really get this. How brave's that? Wide awake. Because I didn't want to wake up with them doctors giving me a surprise. I wanted to hear what they were saying. Now, I know what I've just said. I can assure everyone I am stone cold sober. There are no illegal drugs in my system.
Oh, sleep deprivation. Then there were also references to Monty Python from Labor Senator Doug Cameron.
I fart in your general direction. That's basically what is done.
There was also a debate on whether the use of bum or bottom is more appropriate. Did you take part in that debate?
No, but I think we can say at this stage the debate had hit rock bottom.
Ha 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 ha. What is to be achieved with all of this?
Well, Labor and some of my crossbench colleagues say that the matter should be debated. That's fair enough. But when we get a lecture at about 4 a.m. by Senator Deb O'Neill, Labor Senator from New South Wales, very decent person, who tells us for a number of minutes about the origins of the word filibuster and where it comes from, and I think, I can't quite remember, it was Italian or Latin or Spanish. and to give us a little lecture on how a 10 or 15 minute lecture on the word filibuster, then you know you're really in a filibuster.
Just mad. The longest Senate debate ever.
In 115 year history.
Yeah, 105 hours and 56 minutes. It was on Native Title in 1997. How long is this going to go on for?
Who knows? I mean, I'm worried that I'll jinx it if I say it, but I'm hoping that in the next 2 or 3 hours it'll wrap up, because the House of Reps or the lower house members can't go home, back to their homes, back to their electorates, unless we pass the bill, and it will be passed. But, you know, Chris, I just made this reflection yesterday in South Australia. I think the figures haven't been that great nationally. Unemployment figures came out. They were really bad in South Australia.
Yeah.
I'd rather have an all-night session debating the unemployment rate,
yes,
kids who can't get jobs, substance abuse, the families that ring me up because their kid or their spouse or their brother or sister is on crystal meth and they can't get help for them.
Yep.
There's a whole range of issues out there, and housing affordability. These are the sorts of issues that I reckon are the barbecue stoppers, and childcare fees. That's the sort of stuff that justifies an all-nighter, not, you know, who's going to get an electoral system that I think is broken. And I think the Libs, the Greens, and, you know, I've supported this all along and actually pushed for it, 1 to 6 above the line when you vote, at least 1 to 6 above the line, or minimum of 1 to 12 below the line. No more preference whisperers, no more preference backroom deals.
Okay.
And you have the power. I'm talking too much
You're
now.
You're gibbering now. Gee, unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable. Tired.
What's gone wrong with you? Is there anywhere where you can go and have a sleep?
No, in this place you could have one eye open.
Ah, well said. I'll let you go. Try and enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much for that, and thank you to Kmart.
I'll speak to you Monday morning. We'll still be going.
Okay. I bet you're not. Thank you, Senator.
All the best.
All right, Nick Xenophon. There you go. You can't sleep there. You've got to have one eye open all the time. Oh, dear. Just farcical stuff. All right. What else?